Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Dalet, Chapter 34. This perek is the start of the section of Nechama, of comfort. What would you expect to find in a perek that is supposed to be comforting? Perhaps words about the Geula? Something about the return to Tzion? Peace and serenity? Our perek doesn't start with what on the surface seems to be Nechama. It starts with harsh criticism for the leaders of Israel. In this perek, the leaders are compared to shepherds who, instead of taking care of their flock, exploit their position for their own needs. Why would this be considered Nechama? We have seen critiques of leadership from both Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel, and they were in the sections of the Nevuah that dealt with punishment. What is the difference between our perek and what we saw before? The Das Mikra explains, when Yirmiyahu criticized the leaders of Israel, he did so to try to effect change. He gave Tochacha rebuke, as he had hoped his words would change the trajectory of what was happening. In our perek, the Chorban has already happened. At this point, no one can change the past, and there is no more leadership to speak of. The goal of talking about past poor leadership is as an introduction to the comforting vision of what leadership will look like in the future. In the past, the leaders did not care about the people. They took advantage of their power for their own gain. In the future, Hashem will take care of the Jewish people directly. He will appoint a leader, the Mashiach, who will care for the Jewish people as the greatest leaders have done in the past. The imagery of a shepherd has a long history in Jewish tradition. In Tehillim, Hashem is called our shepherd, and in our tefillos on Yom Kippur before Vidui, we proclaim that Hashem is our shepherd and we are his sheep. Throughout Tanakh, we find that both spiritual and political leadership are compared to shepherding. This analogy is even cited in Halacha. The Rambam says in the Mishneh Torah, Sefer Shoftim, that a king is supposed to have the selflessness of a shepherd. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim as the model, Lir'os v'Yaakov Amo, to shepherd Yaakov his nation. The Rambam tells us that according to Halacha, a leader is meant to act like a shepherd who carries the lambs in his arms and nurtures and protects the young. While shepherding was a common profession in the ancient Mideast, it also held deep spiritual meaning to the Jewish people. It was a testing ground for who had refined character traits necessary to become a leader of Klal Yisrael. In fact, in Shmos Rabbah, it says that Hashem did not appoint a leader for Klal Yisrael until he tested him as a shepherd. The Midrash goes on to give examples. When David was a shepherd, he was sensitive to the weaker ones in the flock and stopped the strong sheep from grazing first. He made sure each class of animals had access to the most nutritious food suited to its needs. Hashem saw that David did not favor the stronger sheep over the weaker ones, and as a result, trusted him to be king, who would lead both the rich and poor of the Jewish people. Hashem also tested Moshe with the sheep. Moshe was shepherding when a sheep ran away from him, and he chased it. When he found it, Moshe spoke gently to the sheep. He said, "If I had known you were thirsty, I would have helped you." He carried the sheep on his shoulders back to the flock. Hashem saw the empathy and humility Moshe had with the sheep and said that these are the characteristics of a leader of Klal Yisrael. Moshe became Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher who gave us the Torah and led us through the desert. In our perek, the Psukim will discuss leaders using the mashal of shepherds. This analogy is not referring to our spiritual leaders, but to the political ones. The kings of Yehuda and Israel became corrupt and acted selfishly rather than taking care of their people. In Pasuk Beis, Verse 2, Yechezkel addresses the Roi Yisrael, the shepherds of the Jewish people. Hoi Roi Yisrael, asher hayu roi mosam. Woe to the shepherds of Israel that have fed themselves. Halo not so near u haroim? Should not the shepherds feed the sheep? The Malbim explains Yechezkel's critique. There are shepherds who, like David and Moshe, devote themselves entirely to their flock. They sleep less, eat less, and travel extensively so they can provide their flock with the best care. That kind of leadership requires a very high level of self-sacrifice reserved for our greatest leaders. Then there are shepherds who take care of the sheep and also benefit from their job. They shear the wool and make themselves clothing. They milk the sheep and make tasty cheese. They benefit as much, if not more, than they help the sheep, but at least their presence and care ensures that the sheep are not harmed. Then there are the shepherds of our perek. They enjoy the wool, the meat, and the cheese, but they don't bother to fix fences, fix broken bones, or chase away wild animals intent on harming sheep. Not only have they not helped them, Pasuk Dalet verse 4, Ubechazaka redisem osam uvefarech. You ruled over them with force, with crushing harshness. The word perech is the same attitude displayed by Paro and his Egyptian taskmasters, and here, the Jewish people had leaders who treated them similarly. Pasuk Hei verse 5, the poor sheep. because they had no one to take care of them and look after them. Vatifutsena mibli ro'eh. They were scattered because there was no shepherd. Vatiena la'achla l'chol chayat ha'sadeh vatifutsena. And they became food to all the beasts of the fields, and they were scattered. In Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Hashem says sadly about us, his sheep who he cares about. Yishku tzoni b'chol harim. My sheep wandered through all the mountains, through all the hills and across the world. But even still, ein do resh. The shepherds did not look for them. Ve'ein mevakech. The shepherds did not ask for help from his friends. In Psukim Zayin through Yod, Hashem promises to save his nation from these disgraceful shepherds. Hashem swears to these shepherds in Pasuk Ches, Chai ani, an everlasting swear that he will seek compensation for those sheep who are lost, and he is taking away the privileges and responsibilities from the leaders who were neglectful, so that the sheep would no longer be exploited. Pasuk Yod, verse 10, Vitzalti tzoni mipihem, v'lo siyena lehem la'achla, and I will save my sheep from their mouth, and they will not be food for them. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, Yechezkel expresses such a touching thought that should give us all comfort. Hashem says, Hineni ane, behold, here I am, v'darashti etzoni uvikartim, I will search for my sheep and seek them out. We are not going to be left helpless when the old shepherds are removed. Hashem himself will take care of us and seek out what it is that we need. In the words of Rav Royer, God himself is present, searching for his flock. He himself will step into their midst, and his call will go forth to each and every one of them, summoning them all to gather around him once more. Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, continues to describe Hashem's care for us. The beauty of the words speak for themselves and shows such a tenderness for us. Kivakaras roa edro, as a shepherd seeks out his flock, b'yom hayoso b'soch tzono nifrashos, on the day that he is among his sheep that are separated. These words mean that we are Hashem's personal flock, so he is caring for us with abundant love and concern. Kein avaker esoni b'itzalti eshem, nikol hamakomos asher nafotsu sham. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them from all the places where they have been scattered. When there is a crisis with the flock, its shepherd investigates. So too Hashem will attend to all our troubles and truly pay attention to what is wrong. Beyon Anan Varafel, on the day of clouds and thick darkness, on the day that is hardest for us, Hashem will be there even more. In the next few psukim, Hashem promises us a different kind of protection than we have experienced before with the kings of Israel as our shepherds. Hashem promises that he will take us out of Galus, bring us back to the best places in Eretz Yisrael, where we will live comfortably, enjoying the best Hashem can offer us, surrounded by the joys of nature. Pasuk Tezvav, verse 15, Ani eretzoni v'ani arbitzim, I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to rest. The Malbim tells us that with Hashem as our shepherd, Hashem will act as Yaakov acted when he was a shepherd, looking after his flock in the frozen winter or in the heat of the summer. Hashem will find those who are lost, bring back those driven away, fix the limbs of the sheep who are neglected, and destroy the strongest sheep who bully the weakest sheep. There will be justice for the poor and downtrodden. In the next set of psukim, through Pasuk Chaf Beis, verse 22, Hashem promises that we will not live in a corrupt society where the strong advance their own interests at the expense of everyone else. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem says he will create justice between the people, between the different sheep, between the different factions. Hineni shofet bein sel lesel la'elim v'la'atudim. Behold, I judge between cattle to cattle and even the rams and the he-goats. The Malbim says the strongest livestock, the ram and the male goats, grab the best for themselves. Hashem is going to make sure there is equity between the strong and the weak. Addressing the corrupt leadership directly, Yechezkel says, is it not enough for you that you have good food and clear water to drink? Why do you ruin what is left over for everyone else? For Tzoni, my sheep, you deprive them of every advantage, even though there is no benefit to you for having done so. Hashem will judge between the fat and the lean, between those that harm and those that are harmed, between the oppressors and the oppressed. Hashem will save his sheep, the moral sheep, and they won't be taken advantage of anymore. At this time, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23, Hashem says that he will have a representative who will be able to act as a shepherd should. Es avdi David, hu yireh osam, v'hu yiyeh lehen leroeh. My servant David, he will feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. The descendants of Malchus Beis David, the Davidic dynasty, Melech HaMashiach, will be their new leader. When the offspring of David rules, when we are led by the King Mashiach, he will help us follow Hashem. He'll be the correct kind of king, whose goal and mission it is to bring his subjects to serve Hashem so that, V'ani Hashem ehyeh lahem l'elokim, and I Hashem will be their God. With a relationship with Hashem and a proper leader, the world will change. We will live in constant peace and serenity with no more wild animals, and we will be safe wherever we go. Animals only became violent because of man's sins. When we are all reconnected to Hashem, the animals will return to the way they acted in Gan Eden. We will live a life of blessing as described in the brachos in the Torah with appropriate rainfall, produce, and fruit. We will no longer be subject to foreign rule. Our promised future will be idyllic. Pasuk Chav Ches, verse 28, V'lo yiyu od baz l'gayim v'chayas ha'aretz lo sochlein, and they shall be no more prey to the nations, neither shall the beast of the earth devour them. V'yashvu lavetach, but they shall dwell safely, v'ein macharid, and none shall make them afraid. We will live without famine, nor shame, with all the wonderful gifts listed in the Pesukim of the Torah, with safety, security, and abundance. Pasuk Lamed, verse 30, V'yadu ki ani Hashem Elokehem, and the whole world will know that Hashem is the God of the Jewish people, Itam, with them, V'hema ami Beis Yisrael, and they are my nation, the house of Israel. When we serve Hashem, we rise above the status of just being Hashem's flock to being the nation of Hashem. We will be proud of who we are and what we represent. Hashem reassures us in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, verse 31, V'atein tzoni tzon marisi adamatem, and you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are men. The Metzudas David explains that though Hashem uses the mashal of sheep throughout the parak, it is not because Hashem feels we are animals and unimportant. Rather, we are Hashem's nation. The Radak takes this idea one step further. People are made up of an animalistic side and a spiritual side. In the world Hashem is describing here, in the perfect future world, when the whole world recognizes Hashem and we work to love him and serve him completely, we are not considered like animals anymore. Rather, we are like people, Adam. We said in the beginning of the Sefer that Adam was named such because he was the footstool of Hashem. He brought Hashem's glory to the world. When he was created, he had the chance to bring the world to perfection, but Adam failed. The Jewish people had a chance to do this, and we failed and were exiled. During the days of Mashiach, we will recapture what Adam lost and once again be called Adam, the footstool of Hashem. We will not just be his flock, we will be Adam. This parak began with our history and how we were led by corrupt leaders who were selfish. Hashem will remove these people from a place of influence and instead care for us directly. He will give us the proper kind of king, a leader whose desire is to be a conduit so that Hashem and his people are reconnected. When that happens, our lives will be perfect with security, safety, and a comfortable life. Before, when we had wealth, we became corrupted. Here we will use our new gifts to improve. We will move from being Hashem's flock to being Adam. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Basvi Yosef.